You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, June 15th, 9 a.m. Horse Rock Ridge Research Natural Area, Coburg Hills. An impulsive burst of fluttering chaos erupts unexpectedly just ahead on the shaded, mossy trail. Four tiny beige hatchlings and their chicken-sized mother explode into the air, fleeing further into the protective cover offered by a thick, leafy carpet of salal. The threat of my approaching footsteps has interrupted the sooty grouse hen and her new brood as they ventured into the open to forage for insects. Each bird instinctively freezes into invisibility beneath its desperate shelter, waiting for danger to pass. The trail to the summit of the Coburg Hills passes through a dense parcel of regenerating forest. 60 feet above, branches of the opportunistic young conifers commingle in an effort to claim every inch of direct sunlight. Below, thick green moss covers massive, rounded, decaying stumps, remnants of the original harvested forest. A densely clouded sky filters out much of the sunlight before it reaches the canopy, leaving little for the forest floor. After a three-quarter mile climb, the trail emerges abruptly from the dark forest onto an extensive, bald, treeless summit. The open western slope faces a checkerboard of BLM and private timberlands. Property lines are obvious due to an alternating patchwork of rectangular clearcuts and dense plantings of even-aged trees. The Coburg Hills are remnants of volcanoes that rose boldly along what was Oregon's coastline 30 million years ago. Since then, the mountains have eroded to their base, but have been uplifted again as the Cascades rose in the east and the Coast Range to the west. A later round of eruptions from the old Cascades injected lava into the vertical cracks. These hardened into dikes that have been exposed over time, creating, among other formations, the ragged 5-foot wall known as Horse Rock. Bordering the forest is a small fringe of bristly manzanita. Beyond that is a long sloping meadow. The soil here is too thin and the summers too dry for trees to grow. Instead, the summit is festooned with almost 400 acres of colorful wildflowers. There are bold patches of white daisies alternating with brilliant yellow Oregon sunshine. Buried in the short grass and along rocky outcroppings are cream-colored furry cat's ears, bright orange paintbrush, pink wild onion and fuzzball plectritus, deep purple larkspur, along with white brodea lilies and death camas. Evolutionary pressure has ensured that each flower has its own seductive perfume and gaudy design in order to attract a hungry animal to aid in pollination. The discrepancy between floral delicacy and the harsh, exposed, wind-blown environment makes the flowery display all the more striking. As raindrops begin to fall, I notice a buzzing activity near a bouquet of paintbrush and larkspur bordering a rocky outcropping. A rufous hummingbird hovers in place, rapidly inserting its long bill deep into each tubular blossom. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.